And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, you know, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. And I mean to say, y'all, listen, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I am, by the way, I just saw Jerry from Hoax Bluff just chimed in. You see that? Jerry from Hoax Bluff. We love you, Jerry from Hoax Bluff. I know who that is. Glad to have you in the audience. John M. from Huntsville says, your Bowie knife store prompted me to send this to you from a book I wrote about my dad's World War II experiences. Well, very cool. Thank you so much for that. I tell you what, that is very cool. I'm going to check that out more later on, but thank you for sending. I appreciate it very much. Roger from Ardmore. I wonder if Biden, that's meaning Biden, but Biden, is to charge Americans to fly them out of Egypt. I don't know. I saw that. Right now we have a serious situation going on where apparently American citizens have finally been allowed to leave Gaza. What I do not want to see is us turn into a refugee camp for Palestinians, because I think they bring their baggage with them. It's time for Egypt to do something. I want to know where Egypt is and all this. Egypt's still got a closed border. They're saying no. Louis from Trinity says, I was listening to the beginning of your story about learning how to call in artillery and medevac. Took me back to Fort Sam, learning my MOS as a field medic and then an X-ray technician, and the one-day training we had on how to use radio operations, and I was thinking of the one word you never use in radio operations that you need to, repeat. Say again, over. All right, anyway, listen, and then Gary H. Was asking the title of the bump song, and you already gave it to him. Yeah, thank you very much. Remedy from Black Crowes. All right, listen, right out the gate, go woke, go broke. I mean, it's a phrase that we've been hearing for a while. And listen, every time I do something like this, the same old tired stuff comes up. We know for a fact that there's more of us than there are of them. Charlene says it to me all the time. There's more of us than there are of them, and there are. You know how we prove it? When things like Disney going woke, that, you know, their numbers start to tank, because they are confining themselves to an audience that is much smaller, if you will. And I would dare say that the vast number of conservatives in this nation are just probably pretty much collectively sick of all the wokeness that's happening in various different, you know, parts of our lives. Well, so if you go online and just type in go woke, go broke. And here's the way I usually do it. If I have a topic I'm trying first and I don't already have an article picked out, sometimes my search engine, I'll just go in there and, like, I might type go woke, go broke news. The same stuff comes up. Politico, Axios, MSNBC, you know, CNN. And they're basically saying the whole go woke, go broke thing's really not true. Well, I got news. It really is. It really is true. So let's break this down for a minute. Because, I mean, I got two words for you. Bud Light. Just go take a look. Where are their numbers right now? And by the way, apparently Bud Light just managed to get UFC to put them on as a sponsor of their fights. You know what that is? That's called, what's the most red-blooded place in the world where we can hang one of our signs? I don't know. How about the place where men get inside an octagon and beat the crap out of each other and bleed everywhere? That's a good one. Let's use that. I just want to know, though, does that mean Dylan Mulvaney's going to be a UFC fighter? Boomer.
Yes. Yes, it is. I would enjoy that.
Oh, somehow I feel like that would go badly for him.
It would.
You don't have your camera
on.
No, I don't. See,
you're because doing I'm stuff. Doing the weird things like I'm doing and making you laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I don't see that happening. But, you know, Bud Light's trying to get the street cred back, and I get it. But so how about this? Let's look at go woke, go broke from state government. How about go woke, go broke from the business side of things? And how about go woke, go broke in the world of entertainment? I'll take states first. Yes. John, I'll take states for 100. Thank you very much. All right. Here's an article I pulled off of Daily Wire. Florida headline, you ready? Dateline yesterday. Florida dominates the country for state-to-state migration while California ranks dead last. Whoo! Pray tell, why would that be? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and you can wrap them all up into one word. Woke! So Florida, it says, has ranked as the number one destination in the U.S. for state-to-state migration each of the last 2 years, while California has come in dead last in both years. So get this, you ready? Over the last 2 years, a net of 454,227 people have moved from other places to Florida, other states actually, to Florida. A net of 749,529 Californians have fled California. So almost, I mean, you got 454,000 moving from one state to another, making it Florida. The same, so they got a net gain in Florida. California dropped 749,000 people. Holy smokes. Americans, by the way, are leaving failed leftist cities and or states, and moving to Florida in record numbers, said the governor at DeSantis' office. This movement exhibits the success of Governor DeSantis' conservative policy agenda. It's a bit of a blowing your horn thing, but it's actually true. Florida, it says, became a safe haven for freedom-loving Americans during COVID. Then the two states are moving in opposite directions. California seeing an increase in crime. Florida seeing a drop in crime. California's economy is at the forefront of fears of a recession with only 1.2% growth, whereas Florida, on the other hand, is ranked as the best economy in the nation, with CNBC calling it white hot. Cato Institute recently came out with a ranking, and they rank Florida as the top state in the country for fiscal policy freedom, saying we're dealing with things like taxes and government employment spending and all that. And Cato actually also ranks Florida first in economic freedom, which includes their fiscal and regulatory policies. And, oh, by the way, Florida leads the country in new business startups. So if you have any questions, remember yesterday first of all, California is a state of reparations task forces, and they have the largest homeless population in the nation. And you've got, downtown San Francisco with corporate flight, where people are pulling out their stores and their businesses and not wanting to be down there anymore. You've got just any number of pieces of urban decay. And it's not because people California is a beautiful state. It's a gorgeous state. I lived there for a period of time as a kid. It is a jewel. And they are running it into the ground with liberal woke policies. Things like, just yesterday, I talked about the fact that it's about to cost you $18 to get a Big Mac, because restaurants like McDonald's and Chipotle and others are saying they got no choice. They got to raise prices because the state of California thought it'd be a cool idea, a great idea, to make a living wage out of every burger flipper, $20 plus an hour. Well, you're crushing people with woke policies and taxation and high crime, which is high crime is based largely on woke policies. So there's that. Go woke, go broke. Take a look at it from state level. How about, though? Oh, I just saw a text. Hang on a second. What is this? JT Lacey Springs says, WWF Dylan Mulvaney versus Serena Williams. I am thinking Serena's got him.
Easy.
I mean,
easy.
Serena's got shoulders like a linebacker. I mean, she looks like she could take down most men. She's an athlete. She's a true athlete. And Dylan Mulvaney, no. Okay. Joe from Birmingham loves this too. Joe from Birmingham. Dylan versus Sylvia. Who's Sylvia? Oh, Sylvia. Oh, that's the one who ran for office in Alabama. Now, that's a closer match. That's a closer match. I don't know. I think they would just wear their pretty skirts and run around the octagon in circles and yell at each other. Alan from ARAB says, Dylan Mulvaney's going to be the ring girl for the rounds. David from Huntsville says, go back to my monologue. Thank you, David from Huntsville. Says, wow, Phil, angels unawares. You didn't mention Iceland. Both our dads. Okay. And then Boyd from Joppa, sounds like whoever's running Florida ought to run the country. Well, he's trying to. We'll see what happens. I think Trump's going to wind up taking the nomination, but I do believe that if we didn't have Trump, that DeSantis would be a fine choice. How about business? I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let me go and take a break early, about a minute early, Boom. You go ahead and get it ready. I'll take it now, because if I start it now, 30 seconds later, you'll be saying it's time for a break, so I might as well go ahead and just take it now. We'll do that. We're in Go Woke, Go Broke. I am moving from state government to businesses. And I'll tell you what Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin just did when he fired a company because of their policies. Woo! It's good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, yeah, making common sense like a superpower. Man, I got something that I'll have to talk about here a little bit later. I was telling Boomer about the Marine Corps. I got to bring that up later in the next segment, I think, Boom. I got a caller on line one. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How are you, my brother?
Awesome. Great show, Phil and Boomer.
Thanks, man.
Speaking of state policies and economies, 2 years ago, my sister was passing away from cancer. We all flew up there to be with her for her last week and a half. And I had a chance to fly cheaper into Boston to go up to where she lived. Or I ended up flying straight into Nashua, New Hampshire, because I can carry concealed in New Hampshire. And I wasn't going to get arrested at the airport for having a weapon checked in my bag for my own protection while I was up there.
Nice.
Not knowing how long I'd be there. So, I mean, Massachusetts and their airport authority, they lost a lot of revenue from their own absurd little policies and practices.
Oh, yeah. They do stuff, and they do it like they're in a vacuum, like it's never going to have any kind of interstate impact. But that's a one example for you, the Florida-California thing I said a minute ago. I mean, what do they think is going to happen in California? They're going to gain more people by raising taxes and making it more difficult to live? It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I've got two different, completely different old-time friends from way back who both retired, each in their own way, from Southwest Airlines, and they both moved to Florida from California for a variety of reasons. But number one, they can't afford the taxes and taxation without representation. Yeah. When you're paying egregious taxes and you agree in any way with where your tax money is being used, it's one thing, but when you watch your tax revenues go into, I don't know, don't even get me started on what California is doing with all their tax revenue, besides running themselves into billions in debt. But like you said, what a beautiful state, what a interesting and beautifully diverse geographically state California is, and to see it, it's tragic to me. It hurts my heart to see what they're doing to California.
Yeah, I mean, were you ever stationed out there at all?
I spent a lot of time in and out of California in the U.S. Army. I got to fly all over that state, and it was an awesome place.
Well, was, and in many ways still is. And what's crazy is there's actually conservatives that still live there. They're like holding the fort right now. I feel like they're in the Alamo, but still.
Yeah. Well. They were instrumental in trying to break away and form a new state. What was it? I don't know what they were going to call it, but it was a combination of parts of California and Oregon were going to be an all-new state. And I thought that was really interesting. It was very telling to me.
Well, there's a huge movement right now in Eastern Oregon to break away and become part of, is it Idaho? I think it's Idaho next door. Actually, I want to say there are 11 or 12 counties that have now actually voted and approved a referendum at the local level to break off. But it would require congressional approval. You can't change the state borders without congressional approval. So it's crazy.
Absolutely. And I've got a military retiree friend in Idaho. He said it is such an unbelievably wonderful place. But he's scared because there's an influx of Californians like he's never seen in his life. And he's like, okay, slow down. don't bring your policies and practices here. Don't ruin this place.
Yeah, wipe your feet before you come in. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call, man.
Y'all be good. Bye.
See ya. You know what's funny, too? Boomer, there's an old movie. You probably don't remember it. Lee Majors, who starred as a $6 million man back in the 70s, he starred in a movie called, I think it's called The Last Race. But it was basically a post-apocalyptic kind of movie. and everybody had been required to go to electric cars in what was left of America. And what was left of America was mostly the East Coast, except people knew of a place they called Free California. And so yeah, Lee Majors, he played a former IndyCar driver who had somehow or another saved his IndyCar, buried it under the floor of his garage. And he dug it out one day, built it back up, and broke out. And the race was for him to try and drive his Formula car all the way to Free California. And I'm thinking, no, I'm pretty sure you'd be leaving Free California coming like
back
to
this
Florida, Alabama, Georgia area. Yeah,
that's right.
But yeah.
Wow.
Jason from Huntsville just texted in and says, the state of Jefferson, Northern California, yes, nearly all of Oregon wants to be part of Idaho, and there are rumblings that Washington and east of Seattle wants to as well. All right, so we are in Go Woke, Go Broke. Next on the list here, how about businesses? What about businesses? Well, how about this one? Governor Youngkin of Virginia just fired Eventbrite. You know, Eventbrite is the one where they'll set up your ticket sales for your events. They'll help you compile and, you know, collect on your ticket sales so you don't have to do it yourself. Well, Eventbrite's gotten super woke. Eventbrite just canceled Riley Gaines. They basically got out ahead of the ticket sales and said, we will not allow a Riley Gaines, women's event to be an Eventbrite ticket sale. Well, Glenn Youngkin said, well, hang on a second. We use Eventbrite at the state level for state functions. And he fired him. He said, when a company decides it's going to make statements on political and social issues, they got to live with the consequences, and the blowback here has been warranted. And he points out, he says, Eventbrite continues to carry events that support Hamas, but they won't let Riley Gaines sell tickets. And so he just basically said, consumers can fire them. In our case, we fired them. Go woke, go broke. Eventbrite just found out they lost a contract with the state of Virginia. And then, as you might expect, there's the world of entertainment. So I did not know this, but I remember the pieces of it now, and I'm putting the threads together in my mind. Story here on townhall.com. Netflix went super woke in the last few years. Netflix has apparently learned their lesson. We can't do that. And so Netflix came back, like, was it last year? And they agreed to do a Dave Chappelle comedy show. Dave Chappelle's not a conservative, all right? Let's not mistake that for conservatism. But Dave Chappelle is also very outspoken on the transgender movement. And, well, I mean, Netflix gets all of the blowback. Oh, Lord. And they amplified outrage from people on social media claiming they're gonna run away from Netflix and all of their LGBTQ2IA+ acronym employees inside of Netflix lashed out and claimed that it created a hostile environment. So what did Netflix do? They kept the Dave Chappelle show. The boardroom decided not to take a knee. And they also posted on their employment website that they were accepting of all type people, but if you were against free speech, that you might want to find a job somewhere else. And it worked. And they are now, by the way, Netflix just posted quarterly reports that were glowing better than any other subscription service, whereas you got people like Peacock and Paramount Plus and Disney Plus that are all like hemorrhaging money. Netflix is actually going up. Well, the one they compare this to, though, is Disney. What the heck, Disney? Disney. They're trying to... Story here on PJ Media. It says, how do you remake a Snow White before it's even been remade? Well, they're going back to the drawing board. They got caught trying to use their intersectional, magical fairyland hipsters instead of Seven Dwarfs. Their Snow White doesn't look like Snow White. And she also demeaned the first movie and said that Prince Charming was a stalker. And they just had to go ahead and put another $100 million into redoing what they've already done. It's now one of the most expensive movies on record, and it hadn't even come out yet, and they're losing money. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.